You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Adam. He sounds so ready to go, Steve, which means that you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Adam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I hope so.
What fruit is on a Hawaiian pizza?
Pineapple.
Correct. Adolf Sax is credited with inventing which instrument?
Saxophone.
Yes. What large animal's name translates to river horse in Greek?
Elephant.
No.
Hippopotamus.
Yes, hippopotamus. In what decade did the soda Tab make its debut?
40s, 50s, no. 60s.
Yes, 60s. Which U.S. president had a fear of hospitals?
Roosevelt.
No.
Eisenhower.
No.
George Washington.
No. Lake Victoria is the largest lake on which continent?
America.
No.
South America.
No.
Asia.
No. Which U.S. coin did Victor David Brenner design?
The dollar.
No.
The 50 cent piece.
No.
The nickel.
No. Encephalitis involves the swelling of what bodily organ?
The liver.
No.
Heart.
No.
The lung.
No. Man, you started real strong there, Adam. But we only got 4 today.
Oh.
But it's okay. Steve's probably nervous. He looks nervous.
I hope he had a really good weekend.
I think he did have a pretty good weekend.
I had a busy weekend, but an awesome weekend. Yes.
But are you ready now? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What fruit is on a Hawaiian pizza?
A pineapple.
Correct.
The best topping for a pizza ever, right, guys?
Not. Adolf Sax is credited with inventing which instrument?
The saxophone?
Yes. What large animal's name translates to river horse in Greek?
What large? Rhinoceros.
No.
Oh. I thought that was a good guess, though. River horse, rhinoceros. elephant?
No.
Otter?
No. In what decade did the soda Tab make its debut?
70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. Which U.S. president had a fear of hospitals?
Let's go with Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No.
Nixon.
Yes. Lake Victoria is the largest lake on which continent?
North America.
No.
Oh. Africa.
No. Yes. Which U.S. coin did Victor David Brenner design?
He designed the quarter.
He did not.
The nickel.
No.
The penny.
Yes. Encephalitis involves the swelling of what bodily organ?
The liver?
No.
The lungs?
No.
The kidney?
No. What year did Guns N' Roses release Appetite for Destruction?
1987.
They did. During the American Civil War, the Battle of Shiloh occurred in which southern state?
Wisconsin.
Florida.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. That is a win. 7-4. Sorry, Adam.
So good. Great game, Steve. I hope you all have a wonderful day.
You too.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Yeah, I don't know the things I should know, but then I become Rain Man when you ask me what year.
1987.
Definitely 1987.
The large animal's name that translates to river horse in Greek. Adam did know it. It was the hippopotamus.
Okay.
Encephalitis involves the swelling of the brain. And during the American Civil War, the Battle of Shiloh occurred in Tennessee.
Mm.
Yeah. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only ten I see. Yuck, 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 yuck.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm really excited for Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to be riding my bike in the Bike MS Deception Pass Classic. And if you'd like to help make a donation and help me reach my goal, I'm only $15 away from $6,000, Steve Miggs.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we're making progress. You can go to KISW.com and make a donation to support the National MS Society. This morning when we rolled in, we had this voice message.
Hi, baby. Come on, you can do it.
Happy birthday, Barrett.
There it is.
6 years old. Also, where'd you get the bounce house? I heard you talking about that. My kid's turning 8, and I think I want to get him a bounce house.
Oh, highly recommend. Yeah, Barrett turned 6 over the weekend.
Six.
Sunday, we had his big birthday party, and we rented a bounce house. I ended up chatting with Barrett all about his birthday. Hey, Barrett, how old are you now?
6.
6? Did you have a birthday party?
Yeah.
What happened at your birthday party?
Bouncy house.
Bouncy house. Hey,
Bouncy
Jumpin'
house.
Joey. Shout out to Jumpin' Joey's. Jacob and Jumpin' Joey's. We've met him recently. And then you ended up hiring Jumpin' Joey's to bring a bounce house to your place.
Not just any bounce house. A 15-foot tall bounce house, Steve.
It was Barrett loving every... How many times did he use that bounce house?
The entire weekend.
I was going to say, not just for his birthday,
because
right?
They set it up Friday, picked it up yesterday. He used it every single day of the whole weekend.
That's amazing.
A bouncy house? What was the bouncy house like?
Castle with spikes.
Wait, well, what kind of...
It had, like, spikes coming off the front. They looked like spikes. They weren't actual spikes.
No,
but it was really cool. It almost kind of looked like tactical, you know?
Okay.
And what else did it have besides a bouncy house side?
A slide with pool at the bottom.
A pool?
Yeah.
Was the water cold or warm?
Cold.
Yeah? And how many kids...
Okay, that means the water's cold. If a kid acknowledges that, because I don't know how your kid is, but my kid will, like, go in... You could have, like, a pool outside with ice cubes in it, and she'll be like, oh, no, Dad, it's totally fine, as her skin and her face are, like, turning, like, purple.
And we have a well, so, like, that well water that's sitting underground, it is some cold stuff. It felt like frostbite. It was not pleasant.
Yeah? And how many kids do you think were here for your birthday?
12.
Did you count them?
No.
I think that's a pretty good guess. I think there were 12 kids.
Huh.
How many presents did you get?
A lot.
What was the best present you got?
My Bruder excavator.
Bruder excavator?
What the hell is
it's
that?
A very expensive excavator.
Like a toy.
Yeah, it's the Bruder brand of toy is his like favorite, which is, of course, like the primo kid construction toy.
You say expensive. We're talking more than $50?
I mean, some of them are. Some of them are like $120. Yeah.
Damn.
Mom, actually,
What?
This is not for this thing.
Oh, you want me to turn it off?
Yeah.
You going to tell me something secret?
He asked me to turn off my phone.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, what is he going to tell me?
No further questions. So what happened?
He literally just wanted to talk about the construction site that we were working on. And then he told me I could get my phone back out and chat more.
So he actually gave you, he's like, this is an offline conversation.
Yeah, it was a very serious conversation about the job site that we were physically working on at that time.
What did your mom and dad give you? What did Daddy and I give you for your birthday?
A Bruder backhoe.
What else? You don't remember the other three presents we gave you?
What are they?
A really cool...
What were they? They sound awesome.
Again, kids and drunk adults are pretty much the same thing. I don't remember what you gave me.
A really cool sweatshirt. A paint.
I like if you don't remember a sweatshirt.
Didn't care. Did he have
an excavator on
it?
No, of course not.
He probably had a stupid Coug on
it. You guys, it was camo, okay? Oh, okay.
With the Coug logo under it, yeah.
A paint art set and Battleship. Did you forget that?
Yeah.
Did you have a happy birthday?
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you love me?
She's mine. Let's make this all about me. I like how me and Taryn, we're on the same page.
So selfish.
Yeah. So needy.
Tell me how much you love me. Don't ask questions you don't want the wrong answers to.
Who's the best mom?
A lot.
Do you know how much I love you?
650,000.
That's exactly right. Happy birthday, Barrett.
Is that your thing?
No, he just dropped that out of nowhere. I was going to say, like, as big as the whole universe or something like that. And then he said 650,000. It's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
It's accurate.
So all in all, the birthday went well.
It was so much fun. We have so many toys. Our recycling is full of boxes and wrapping paper and all the things.
Yes.
But he had a great time.
Can I ask, because we talked about it last week, or I think maybe it was offline that we talked about it. Did the adults get on the bouncy house?
I got into the bouncy house. I went down the slide before we put water in the bottom because I was like, there's no way I'm going in that water.
Right.
But the bounce house was awesome. There was a basketball hoop inside of it.
What?
And they included two basketballs. It was so rad.
So then. Any of the adults when like the kids went to bed, like you know, bounce house after dark today. Right? Like I mean I can picture at Tyron's compound,
right?
People are just all messed up and like, you know what? I'm going up to the top of this bounce house and I'm going to see what happens.
The crazy thing is those kids, we could not get them out of that thing. So we had it the whole weekend. We had cousin sleepovers pretty much the whole weekend. We had to like physically remove the children from the bouncy house close to 10 o'clock at night.
See, and you were thinking like, oh, you heard these people are going to be messed up. I was just thinking like Taryn and Brad are going to go have some like some alone time in there.
Oh, some fun time down the slide?
Yeah.
You're going to have to disinfect that twice, jumping Joey's.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, the Sounders won the League's Cup, which was huge news. But then the brawl that broke out afterwards ended up all over social media. And we're going to have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seattle Sounders pulled it off. They shut out Lionel Messi and Inter Miami 3-0. And that was huge. Lumen Field had 69,000 fans in the house. Very nice. They're the winners of the League's Cup.
Which isn't the MLS Cup, which isn't the CONCACAF. It's just another champion. It's a championship that they win inside of a season.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Were they playing games in this? Like, was there, like, how many games did they play to win this championship?
A lot.
Okay.
It's been going on for a few months now, and it's because it's during the regular season, so they're playing regular season games, they're playing League's Cup games, and then we win it all.
That's how it works.
It makes all the sense in the world.
After the game, as you can imagine, Miami's side was very frustrated, and then there was some footage of one of the Sounders staffers being spit on post-game during this big brawl that broke out. So, of course, people had their phones out. There's video all over social media. So many have shared their comments, which means we must go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these comments. Other than a fight spilling out outside of the stadium as well. It was just pure chaos going on. So we figured who better to read these comments about this huge brawl, as it was referred to as in many of the news stories, than who?
Taylor Swift.
No! Danny?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. No, that was my original thought, but oddly enough, we do have Lionel Messi.
What?
Okay, robot Lionel. Is it Leon?
Lionel.
This is Lionel Messi, the robot, reading some of these comments about the huge fight that happened between the Sounders and Miami. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
Huge fight. It looked dangerous. I hope everyone that was involved in that scary fight was okay. I think one of the players was hospitalized because he tripped on a blade of grass. Hope he recovers. The only thing missing were the pillows.
There were so many people commenting on the fact that, like, this is not a huge fight. This is just some ass grabbing.
Oh, no.
That was kind of funny. Here's our next comment.
I've seen better fights on the playground of the local elementary school. This is like watching dogs bark with a fence between them.
Like, we want better fights.
Don't call this a huge fight unless we see some straight up fists going to other people's faces.
Yeah. Time to step it up.
A couple guys fell down. Yeah. I think the huge fight was more the fans outside of Lumen Field. I don't know if you saw some of that footage. It was kind of gnarly. Like a couple, it's just like, again, sports fans, I know we're all guilty of being obsessive sports fans.
Yeah.
But some sports fans are just a little too weird.
For sure.
Like, I'm never going to get into a fight as an adult.
No. Over a game.
Over a team of millionaires or even like however much money players make just because I love the team that much.
You're just clearly not a big fan, Steve. I get it.
You're 1,000% right.
I love how Messi just walks away from this.
That was kind of funny. You see Messi, he's just like, oh, yeah, I don't want to get involved in this crap. Yeah. You guys have a good time. I'm going to go to the locker room.
Of all the times I've hurt myself, I've never once rolled back and forth on the ground like I'm on fire.
There was that one player. I think he was a sounder. He got knocked over, and it did look like he was on fire. It looked like he did the stop, drop, and roll.
I mean, I think of all athletes in any sport, like soccer players are the best actors and actresses.
You know, I would go soccer and then basketball.
And then wrestling.
Yes, yes. Wow. I'm with you.
And this is why I watch hockey. Those boys stand on business and will throw hands.
Yes.
That's true. Not afraid.
Although these days, like, there have been some instances where I've been watching it and like, that was such a bad dive, man. You've been watching way too much soccer. All right, one more comment.
So things were a little messy. I'll see myself out.
The Daily Mix Show. If you happen to shop at a certain warehouse club, things could be changing with your membership starting today.
Is it a place that gives you extreme anxiety?
It sure does. We're going to tell you what's trending after 3 days, Grace.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the heels of a three-day weekend, you're waking up, you're sipping your coffee, and you're probably wondering what all is happening out there in the world. And there's a ton of stuff going down, especially in the realm of pop culture. Yeah. We will help out and tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go! Woo! Let's go! If you are a Costco member, you need to know that there is a new policy that will be strictly enforced beginning today. Executive members now get exclusive shopping hours between 9 and 10 a.m. on weekdays and Sundays, and then 9 to 9:30 on Saturdays, while Gold Star and business members will now be risking getting turned away if you show up during those hours.
So this is a rule that they've had, but they've just kind of like looked the other way. If I'm a Gold Star member, I could just like walk in and they'd be like, whatever, come on in.
I think they were kind of piloting it, but now it's going to be apparently strictly enforced. So the memberships at $65 for a Gold Star, $130 for executive. I am certainly not the executive member.
Here's my question. How crazy are these Costcos? Because I won't go on the weekends or after like 4 p.m. because they do get crazy. But during the day, like I can't imagine not between 9 and 10 a.m. it's that bonkers at Costco, except for the weekends. The weekends, yes. I can understand. That would be worth it to be able to go in there and not have to worry. Can they also promise me a parking spot?
Oh, my. We went on Saturday to load up for my son's birthday party. Yes. We somehow got one of the closest parking spots you can get, which has never happened in the history of Costco for me. And we got out of there without me having a complete panic attack. So that was pretty good.
Were you on high alert, though?
High alert, yes.
Any snacks while you were there?
There were a couple little things.
You have anyone to tell me about?
I don't even remember what we had. There was like some sort of like a cheesy dip thing. And then we had a, what do you call it? Like a garlic bread that was pretty good.
I get so excited about the samples.
I mean, that's like the one thing that you can sell me on is, you know, go get a little snacky snack to help you not have a panic attack at Costco.
So over the weekend, some college football games were going on. A lot of eyes were on North Carolina, the Tar Heels, because, well, Bill Belichick is now their head coach. And so people were like, let's see how Bill Belichick and his hot younger girlfriend are going to be doing with this team. Well, not very well. They got ended up getting beat by TCU 48-14.
Ouch.
No word on whether or not Tom Brady's going to now start playing for the Tar Heels. But this game was such a blowout that the announcers were just so bored of talking about the game that they decided just to grab the dog of Kurt Herbstreit. I guess he travels with his dog, which is really cool. And they decided to let the dog put on the headset and call the game, which, of course, the dog can't speak. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but but you just hear the dog panting. The audio of it is pretty fun.
There he is.
The dog is make sure we can see him.
There's my board. You see him. Borg right here. There's the clicker. You work the clicker here. There you go, right there.
Call the rest of the last 2 minutes.
It's all you, kid.
Look at this.
And at this point, the dog's not got its paws on the console. They're not even showing the game. They're just showing inside the announcer's booth.
Hey, give him a headset. Well, the wheels are off. 48-14, 2 minutes to go.
Maybe this is the rock bottom moment for Bill Belichick. He's like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
Our team is so bad that dogs are now calling the game.
Well, Kirk Herbstreit has always had golden retrievers, and he lost his dog, Ben, last year. I was a mess. I cried over a dog I had never met.
I remember the video that they did for that dog, and it was just like, I don't want to watch this. Like, not because it was bad, or I have no heart. It was because it wrecked me.
It was awful. So now he has a new golden retriever, and that one that you just heard panting, his name is Peter. He's really cute.
Okay.
Did you guys get your Powerball jackpot tickets yet?
No, but I need to because it's still going on, right?
It surged to $1.1 billion. Wow. They had no grand prize winner this past Saturday. It is the fifth largest in Powerball history. When you guys go in, if you've ever done this, do you pick your numbers or do you let them do random numbers?
I'm just too lazy because I really don't. I don't even know how many numbers I'm supposed to pick, so I just do the randomizer thing.
My dad, whenever he would buy a lottery ticket when we were kids, he would always pick like our birthdays
Same
or like his
mom.
Anniversary, that kind of thing. But Brad and I, we both just always do the random thing.
It always seems weird to me, but for some reason I'm like, no, if I pick my own numbers, I have less of a chance of winning.
Right. And if I let it randomly pick it.
Like, for me, it's like my lucky numbers are never going to show up, but some random numbers might.
The chances are just as slim either way. But my mom, she would do the whole birthday, anniversaries. Like, she had a massive gambling problem at one point. Like, lotto problem more so. But the cool thing was, if it was your birthday that she used, like if it was my birthday, she would float me some cash.
Ooh.
I think the most she won was like maybe a couple $1,000s.
Nice.
But still, it's like, Steven, I won this with your birthday. Here's $100. I'm like, yeah.
Could she start using my birthday?
Sure. Yeah. Do you ever look at the numbers when they announce the numbers of like the winning and think, would I have picked those numbers?
Oh. Yes. To a certain extent. Like, if 13's on there, I'm like, dang it.
That's funny because I see 3, I'm like, well, I'm born on the 3rd. I would have done that one. And 18, I'm like, probably not. 22, I don't know. 27, that was my first baseball jersey when I played Little League for Butch Wagner. I mean, I would have went with that one. Like, I start, like, rationalizing in my head if I would have won the lottery or not.
Oh, man.
Hey, good news for you fans of MTV. Do you guys remember back in the day when there was, well, first of all, do you even know that MTV still exists?
Music television, kids.
And they used to play music videos on it.
Yeah, now it's just Catfish all the time.
Is it just Catfish?
I think so.
I remember at one point it was like just Robin Big all the time and like some other television show, but they're going to be showing music videos just to get people ready for the 2025 Video Music Awards, which I always think is funny that they still do
an award show for music videos, even though they play absolutely no music videos anymore. Like, YouTube should be the one doing the music video awards.
Ooh, you should float that to them.
To YouTube?
Yeah.
I'm not giving them any ideas. But anyways, they're going to be showing a bunch of music videos. So if you turn on MTV, you'll be like, what the hell is this? That's why they're doing it.
Just like old times.
Do you have an MTV show that is like your number? Like, if you think about MTV, what's the thing that you most miss?
Singled Out.
Yeah.
For sure. Singled Out was huge for me. I loved that show.
Spring Break. Mm. When they used to do the Spring Break specials. Oh.
I think Stone Temple Pilots one time played Spring Break, and it was awesome.
Blink-182 did it naked. It was amazing.
And then all the hot girls that were there, too, right? Yeah. No, you just wanted to see Tom DeLonge's.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Mix with 282 wins, 87 losses, and 73 ties thus far in 2025? You can pick up the phone and call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play Beat Mix at 850.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.